News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
That issue of poutine sales in the West. This is the sudden closure of an illegal poutine operation causing a bizarre health crisis. Jimmy Wolf, Limerick journalist, has the story. Jimmy, what happened?
Yes, Anton. A sequence of medical incidents began to emerge in rural areas around County Limerick, which alarmed a number of GPs. Within a short period of time, a cluster of mainly middle-aged and elderly men developed severe withdrawal symptoms as a result of heavy drinking, and all the cases were marked by their severity. And then a common thread began to emerge. It transpired that all were drinking illegal poutine, which was being delivered, door-to-door deliveries, to them, the deliveries by a fellow from County Clare, and he had a list of customers around the rural areas of County Limerick and further afield, and he would drop off the poutine deliveries about once every 2 weeks, and he was charging €10 a bottle. But, however, the enterprise came to a very sudden halt when his vehicle, he wasn't a man who adhered to the law of the road, as well as other laws, but he didn't have insurance, and he was caught a number of times, and the guards seized his vehicle, and he was also put off the road. Then the big problem began to arise for his customer base. The cut-off of the poutine supply began to hit them, and they began to experience very severe withdrawal symptoms within days of the deliveries not turning up at their doors as per usual. And apparently turning to legal spirits such as whiskey, vodka and gin was not a remedy, as these spirits would have an alcohol proof of less than 40%. Whereas I'm told the poutine this fellow was carrying around and selling had about an alcohol level of 90%. Like, it was rocket fuel, like, you know, deadly stuff. And one doctor said that described it as a lethal cocktail, which he said, and he pointed out that poutine, illegally made poutine, has resulted in numerous fatalities over the years when people consumed amounts which would not be huge, but which, because of its potency and the high alcohol level, this stuff is deadly stuff.
And what did the GPs say were the symptoms that were being presenting with these individuals when they arrived in?
Well, the withdrawal symptoms usually manifest with people suffering shakes and sweats, and obviously there's a mental side of it as well. It causes severe depression, and apparently I understand that one unfortunate man, he suffered the DTs, that's delirium tremens, which is a very frightening and distressing condition, which is marked by hallucinations and the shakes. And basically, I understand that this man had to be admitted to a hospital in the Munster area. But a few of the GPs I spoke to, they obviously were vague in that there's client-patient, doctor-patient confidentiality, but they wanted to put out the message that this stuff is highly dangerous, and the people who make it in these stills in hidden away parts of the hills of rural Ireland don't know the strength of the stuff they're making, and the people who consume it haven't a clue either. And apparently there is still a market for it, as well as these foolish people who drink it. Greyhound trainers buy it because they find it is a very good heat rub for the greyhounds. It loosens up the muscles. It's applied, obviously, externally. Some farmers keep it as well to give to calves who are, you know, weak and need something to pick them up when they're struggling after they're being calved. But there's still a limited amount of supply of poutine still being made in various locations. One of the locations is East Limerick, the Slieve Phelim area, but apparently the number of poutine makers has declined rapidly since the COVID. But there's still a limited market there for it.
Just to confirm, part of that market is people who buy moonshine so they can rub it into their greyhounds.
Exactly, or horses. Some trainers, particularly greyhound trainers, swear by it. Particularly the coursing greyhound men, when they're out in the cold weather in the coursing field, to give a rub of the putchine externally. Obviously, it loosens up the muscles and it heats. It generates heat as well. The alcohol going in through the skin into the muscle area generates a heat which is beneficial, and it makes the greyhounds run faster, basically.
Jimmy, it has been a revelation. Thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Jimmy Wolfe, journalist there in Limerick.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.